Participant selection. Let's start with a few broad concepts. A population is the body of the community from which a sample of participants is drawn. So for a random sample of 30 VCE students from Pentridge Secondary College is your basis for your study, then the population is VCE students at Pentridge Secondary College. Selecting subjects for research is called sampling. Now, a sample is a subset of a larger group, i.e. the population of interest to be studied. The sample should be representative of your population of interest. And there are four methods of sampling, which include convenience, random, stratified, and stratified random sampling. Now, again, for each of these four types of sampling methods, you need to be able to do four things. Number one, describe it. Two, identify it from a scenario given. Three, point out an advantage, particularly in comparison to some of the alternative sampling methods. And again, identify limitations compared to some of the alternative sampling methods. Let's start with convenience sampling, also known as opportunity sampling, which involves selecting readily available subjects without any attempt to make the sample representative of the population of interest. So, e.g., Mr. Scott walking into his psych class and using his students as the subjects. The advantage of this, particularly for Mr. Scott, is it is time and cost effective, as opposed to some of the alternatives, which we'll talk about later. A limitation is because the sample is not representative of your population of interest, it makes it difficult and unlikely that accurate inferences can be made about the data obtained, thus preventing valid conclusions from being made, as well as your generalizations to the broader public. Now, random sampling, the second sampling method that we'll talk about, allocate subjects from the population to form part of the sample so that every member of the population of interest has an equal chance of being selected, i.e. there's no bias in participant selection. A sample that doesn't give everyone in the population to be studied an equal chance of being selected is a bias sample, i.e. it is an unrepresentative sample. And advantages of using random sampling is that the participant variables will be distributed in the sample in the same proportions as in the population. So these participant variables will not affect the DV. Participants will be more representative of the actual population of interest, thus improving the chances of making accurate inferences about the population based on the results gained from the sample. Limitation is, it's not appropriate for all types of research, e.g. if you're doing research on schizophrenia, well, some people, the population of schizophrenics may be difficult to obtain for research. The sample may become biased because those willing to participate may not be truly representative of your population, i.e. because we've used volunteers.